Medium.com 2026-09-03. When timing changes the meaning of a graph path, a deep dive into the fast path algorithm. Jose A. Alvarado Guzman. *. A lightweight, training-free algorithm to turn timestamped event histories into embeddings that remember not just what happened, but when. By Jose A. Alvarado Guzman and Nathan Smith, Professional Services, Neo4j. Three failed logins spread across a month is routine. Three failed logins in the last 5 seconds is an attack. The events are identical, only the timing differs, and the timing is the whole story. Much of the data we care about looks like this. A customer journey, a patient's clinical history, a clickstream, a support ticket's lifecycle, a package moving through a network, a student's learning path, a hiring funnel, an equipment maintenance record, each is a sequence of timestamped events attached to some entity. And in almost all of them, when something happened matters as much as what happened. Yet the moment we hand these histories to a machine learning ML model, we usually flatten them into counts and averages that throw the timing away. FastPath is built to keep timing and sequence that other algorithms miss. It is a lightweight algorithm that turns a time-ordered sequence of events into a single fixed-length embedding, one vector per entity, that captures both the content of a history and its timing relative to a decision point. Those vectors then drop straight into the tools you already use: vector search, clustering, and supervised models. This article walks through what FastPath is, where it helps, how it works from the input shape down to the arithmetic, and the practical guardrails you need to use it well. Why not just reuse an existing embedding? Graph embeddings have been available in Neo4j graph data science for years. Why do we need a new embedding model for temporal histories? First, the thing we want to embed is defined by an ordered history, not by a static neighborhood. A patient is not defined by who they are connected to, but by the sequence of events they experience over time. Classic node embeddings summarize a neighborhood. They were not built to summarize a path through time. Second, what matters is usually recency relative to some decision point, not the absolute wall clock time. Whether a login failed on a Tuesday in March is irrelevant. Whether it failed 10 seconds before the next one is everything. An embedding trained on last year's histories should still work on this year's, and that only happens if the representation depends on elapsed time rather than the calendar. FastPath is designed around exactly these two needs, and as we will see, it satisfies the second one by construction. Three things you can do with it. The applications fall into three verbs. Retrieve, find journeys like this one. Because every entity becomes a vector, you can index FastPath embeddings in a vector store and pull the most similar histories on demand. That powers case-based triage, which past tickets looked like this one. Next best action recommendations, and grounding for agents that need a few relevant precedents before they act. Discover, reveal behavioral patterns at scale. Cluster the embeddings and you get behavioral segmentation, cohort contrast, and a form of process mining, all without hand-labeling what a pattern is. You can, for instance, contrast the branch points that separate successful journeys from unsuccessful ones and see which actions actually mattered. Predict, anticipate where a journey is headed. Feed the embeddings into a supervised model for churn prediction, early warning systems, or velocity wear anomaly detection. In one early customer pattern, sessions are clustered offline, and then in real time the system finds the cluster closest to an active journey and predicts which final offer will lead to the best payout. In a customer journey setting, the same embeddings support all three verbs at once, retrieve similar journeys and recommend the next action, discover the key actions at decision points, and predict outcomes. Where you can run it. FastPath is available today in Neo4j Graph Analytics for Snowflake. Aura Graph Analytics support is arriving in August 2026. FastPath is not yet available for Aura DS or self-managed graph data science. How it works. FastPath is a temporal generalization of Fast Random Projection FastRP. The classic idea behind FastRP is that you do not need to learn an embedding through expensive training. You can assemble one from sparse random vectors and still preserve similarity structure. This is a consequence of the same phenomenon that makes random projections work in general. FastPath keeps that training-free spirit and adds a clock. The following three design principles guide the whole construction. Randomized efficiency. Embeddings are assembled from sparse random vectors in a single pass, with no iterative training. Temporal continuity. Two histories that differ only by a small shift in event timing should receive nearby embeddings. Time equivariance. Shifting an entire history and its output time by the same amount must leave the embedding unchanged, which is what lets a model trained on past data generalize to the present. The shape of the input. Formally, the data attached to a base node B is a set of events, each a tuple of the event, its timestamp, and its event content, and the output is a single vector, MB, in D-dimensional space. In graph terms, there are up to three kinds of nodes. Base node is who or what experienced the journey, the patient, the customer, the song. Event node is what happened and when, carrying a timestamp. Event context node optional, describes what kind of event it was, letting several events share and point at common descriptors. Those nodes can be wired up in one of two graph data models. In the path model, events are chained in order, each event pointing to the next, which mirrors how a journey actually unfolds. In the hub and spoke model, the base node connects directly to all of its events and the ordering comes from timestamps. Either works equally well in fast path. The path model aligns elegantly with cipher-quantified path patterns. The hub and spoke model is fine for cases where you don't already have next relationship chains in your source graph. Event content. An event's content can be described three ways, and they can be combined. Context nodes attach shared descriptors through relationships. Context nodes could represent things like diagnosis codes, product SKUs, or titles in a video library. Categorical properties encode discrete labels as integers or lists of integers. The Guitar Hero fret buttons are a clean illustration, where green, red, yellow, blue, and orange become 0 through 4. The point of treating them as categories is that orange is not between red and yellow in any meaningful numeric sense. They are genuinely discrete. Since categorical features can be a list, events can fall into more than one category, just like you can press more than one Guitar Hero button at the same time. Dense feature, vectors handle the continuous case, representing an event directly as coordinates in a vector space, the way a color becomes a set of CMIC channel values. This allows the event description to reflect relationships between event types. Orange can be closer to yellow than blue in the input vector space. Under the hood, fast path treats all of these ways of describing events the same way, because a feature vector is just a weighted combination of discrete event content atoms. The pipeline. With that input in hand, the algorithm runs a short, fixed pipeline with the following steps. It defines a time grid and filters each base node's events down to a relevant, recent window. It segments the time window into a grid of elapsed times. It draws, once, a family of sparse random basis vectors indexed by grid time and by event content. It assembles each event into a pre-embedding at each grid time by summing the random vectors of its content. It collapses those per-grid time pre-embeddings into a single-time smoothed embedding for each event using a softmax-like kernel over the grid points nearest the event's true elapsed time. And finally, it aggregates an entity's event embeddings with an exponential recency decay. The next few sections unpack the steps in detail. Step 1. The timeline and the window. Everything is anchored to an output time, the timestamp of the journey state you want to capture. The max elapsed time defines the look-back window before that moment, the span during which events are included. Anything older is ignored. The num elapsed times parameter controls how many segments the window is divided into, which sets the resolution of the grid. Choosing these three is how you tell fast path which slice of history matters and how finely to resolve it. Press enter or click to view image in full size. Steps 2 and 3, a grid of random signatures. Now for the heart of the method. Imagine a reference grid with a column for each time segment and a row for each event atom, each context node, category value, or position in the input description embedding. At every intersection of an event type and a time segment, FastPath places a unique, random vector, an anchor signature. The dimension parameter sets the length of these vectors. Two events of the same type at the same elapsed time therefore share a signature. Two different types, or the same type at very different times, get near independent ones. This grid is drawn once and reused for every base node, which is where the efficiency comes from. Press enter or click to view image in full size. Reference grid. Steps 4 and 5, smoothing over time. A real event rarely lands exactly on a grid point, so its embedding is a weighted average of the grid signatures nearest its actual elapsed time. The smoothing window controls how many neighboring grid points on each side are blended in, and the smoothing rate controls how sharply the weight concentrates on the closest point. This is what delivers temporal continuity. Nudge an event's timestamp a little and its embedding shifts a little, rather than snapping from one grid cell to the next. High smoothing rate values make events fall into hard time buckets. Low smoothing rate values make events that are seconds or days apart still land close together in vector space as long as they are within the smoothing window. Press enter or click to view image in full size. Time smoothing. Step 6. Recency decay. Finally, a base node's embedding is a time decayed sum of all its event embeddings. Events closer to the output time keep a high weight, while older events decay exponentially into the past. The decay factor sets how fast that happens. A larger value means the embedding is dominated by the most recent events, while zero weights every event in the window equally. Smoothing and decay act on different axes. Smoothing decides where in space a single event sits as a function of its timing, and decay decides how much that event contributes to the whole. Press enter or click to view image in full size. Recency decay. Summary of the process. Put the stages side by side and fast path is a sequence of collapses. A grid of random vectors per content atom and time becomes a grid of pre-embeddings per event and time, which collapses to one embedding per event, which collapses to one embedding per base node. Each transformation removes one dimension, sum over content atoms, smooth over grid times, then sum over events with recency decay. Press enter or click to view image in full size. Embedding transformations. Seeing it move. Because the parameters have such concrete geometric effects, the following visualizations make them tangible. Starting from a plane configuration with no decay and no smoothing, you can watch the final embedding of the same journey shift as you add decay, older events shrink, add smoothing, nearby times blend and the trajectory rotates, and then combine the two. Placed on the same axis, one journey under four different parameter settings lands in four visibly different positions. Configuration is not a footnote here, it is part of the modeling. Press enter or click to view image in full size. Press enter or click to view image in full size. Press enter or click to view image in full size. Press enter or click to view image in full size. Press enter or click to view image in full size. A worked example, by hand. Press enter or click to view image in full size. Journey example. The cleanest way to trust an algorithm is to run it on something small enough to do by hand. Consider a single patient, Joe, with an output time of 10. He has four events, aspirin at times 3, 9, and 10, and a checkup at time 0. We use a tiny setup, four dimensions, a four-point grid, a max elapsed time of 9, smoothing window 1, smoothing rate 0.5, decay factor 0.1, and only the categorical event type as content. Filter events. Elapsed time is output time minus event time. The aspirin at time 10 has elapsed 0, so it is excluded for occurring at the output time rather than strictly before it. The checkup at time 0 has elapsed 10, which exceeds the window of 9, so it is dropped as too old. That leaves two events, both aspirin, one 7 days ago and one day ago. Because they are the same type, any difference in their contribution will come purely from timing, which is exactly what we want to watch. Press enter or click to view image in full size. Reference grid. 4 points across the window give elapsed times of 0, 3, 6, and 9. The recent aspirin elapsed 1 rounds to grid point 0, the older one elapsed 7 rounds to grid point 6. Press enter or click to view image in full size. Random signatures, embeddings, and pre-embeddings. A random embedding is drawn for every event content atom. These embeddings are then added up per event to form the pre-embeddings. Since in our example there is only one event content atom, the signature embeddings become the pre-embeddings. This is because there is nothing to add since there is only one content atom, drug equals aspirin. Press enter or click to view image in full size. Time smoothing. Each aspirin event blends the random signatures of the grid points in its smoothing window, weighted by an exponential of the distance to its true elapsed time. The older event, closest to grid point 6, blends grid points 3, 6, and 9 1 event, to the left and 1 to the right. The recent event, at the boundary, blends only 0 and 3. Running the weights through, gives two distinct event embeddings, roughly minus 0.09, 1.00, 0.76, minus 0.76, where the older aspirin and 1.00, minus 0.24, 0.24, 1.00 for the recent one. Same event type, different vectors, entirely because of when they happened. Press enter or click to view image in full size. Press enter or click to view image in full size. Smoothing of event 1 and 2. Recency decay aggregate. Recency decay weights the older event by exp minus 0.7 approximately 0.50 and the recent one by exp minus 0.1 approximately 0.90, so the recent event counts almost twice as much. Summing gives Joe's final embedding about 0.86, 0.27, 0.60, 0.53. That single vector is what a downstream model would consume. Press enter or click to view image in full size. Summary of embedding transformations. The image below illustrates the four embeddings transformations, from the random signature embeddings to the pre-embeddings to the event embeddings and finally to the base node embedding. Press enter or click to view image in full size. Example journey embedding transformations. Time equivariance, the calendar does not matter. Here is the property that makes all of this practical. Shift every timestamp and the output time forward by 100 days. Joe's events now sit at 100, 103, 109, and 110, and the output time is 110, but every elapsed time is unchanged 0, 7, 1, 10. The same two events survive the filter. Every subsequent step is identical, and the final embedding is exactly the same vector as before. Only how long ago matters, never the wall clock date. This is what lets a model trained on last year's journeys transfer directly to this year's. Wait, is this even a graph algorithm? It is a fair question, and the honest answer is illuminating. FastPath does no message passing, each journey is embedded independently of the others. Nothing is learned, the output is a deterministic function of a single journey's own events. By the standards of graph neural networks, it barely looks like a graph method at all. That is a feature, not a bug. Independence buys trivial parallelism and stable, reproducible embeddings, since recomputing one entity's vector never touches anyone else's. Determinism buys the time equivariance we just saw. And the input still has a natural graph shape, a base node with a path of event nodes running through time. Paths are something a graph database expresses and validates efficiently with quantified path patterns in Cypher. Upstream, FastRP over an event's context can learn richer event features, which FastPath then sequences. Downstream, k-nearest neighbors KNN can write similar to relationships back into the graph, ready to traverse. FastPath sits comfortably in a graph analytics workflow even though its core is a random projection, which is a large part of why it is a good fit for Aura Graph Analytics. Four configuration guardrails. FastPath is easy to run and easy to misconfigure in a few specific ways. Four guardrails cover most of the trouble. Mind the time scale. The decay and smoothing act on raw time differences. If you convert dates to epoch milliseconds, the gaps between events become enormous integers, the exponential weights collapse to nearly zero, and every embedding looks the same. Either normalize your timeline so the window maps to a 0 to 1 range, or scale the rate parameters to match, for example, a decay factor of 0.7 divided by the max elapse time. Remember that the output time is exclusive. Events exactly at the output time are not included. If you want the state of a journey at a critical event, set the output time to a small interval after that event, or it will be excluded from its own embedding. Choose a sensible dimension. If the random base vectors start to point in the same direction, results get noisy, so dimension should grow with the number of event by time categories. As a rule of thumb, tens of categories want 64 to 128 dimensions, hundreds want 128 to 256, thousands want 256 to 512, and tens of thousands want 512 to 1024. Notice this is far less than linear growth. You do not need thousands of dimensions just because you have thousands of categories. Interpret magnitude carefully. Because event vectors are summed with time decay weights, a vector's magnitude tracks event velocity and frequency, while cosine similarity ignores magnitude. A single complaint an hour ago can look nearly identical, by cosine, to three rapid complaints at the same time. A robust retrieval strategy is two-step: filter by cosine similarity to match the type of journey, then rank by Euclidean distance to match its intensity. Try it yourself. If you want to see fast path work end-to-end, our professional services team built a small hands-on lab that treats Guitar Hero note charts as stand-in event sequences and uses FastPath to find similar songs. Each song is a bass node. Its notes are a time-ordered chain of event nodes colored by fret, and the resulting embeddings let you retrieve the songs most like a given one. The notebook and setup live at github.com/smithna/clone-hero-fastpath. Press enter or click to view image in full size. Hands-on exercise Guitar Hero charts are a playful stand-in for the customer journeys, clickstreams, and patient histories the algorithm is really for. It is a deliberately fun dataset, but the shape of the problem, a time-ordered sequence per entity where timing changes meaning, is exactly the shape of the problems you actually care about. The next time timing changes the meaning of your data, you will not have to choose between keeping the sequence and getting a usable feature vector. FastPath gives you both.